So now let's continue. Great is the mutual exchange between the soul and God. When a soul lives its concealment, the senses get a taste of what the soul has delighted in. Although this also is a great grace from God, it is not a purely spiritual one. For in the first moments, the senses do not take part. Every grace gives the soul power and strength to act and courage to suffer. The soul knows very well what God is asking of it, and it carries out His holy will despite adversities. That means to say, do we want to follow Jesus? There must be some moment of hardship, but you have the strength. If it's the will of God, you have the grace, you have the peace, although it's hard, difficult. Yet, the soul cannot proceed on its own in these matters. It must follow the advice of an enlightened confessor, for otherwise it could go astray or gain no profit. So you need someone to guide you also. You know, on some moments you don't have to discern what's really, you know. Oh my Jesus, I understand well that just as illness is measured with a thermometer and a high fever tells us of the seriousness of the illness, so also in the spiritual life, suffering is the thermometer which measures the love of God in a soul. The higher degree, that means you love God more. My goal is God, and my happiness is in accomplishing His will. And nothing in the world can disturb this happiness for me. No power, no force of any kind, only the will of God. The Lord visited my cell today and said to me, "My daughter, I will not leave you in this community for much longer. I'm telling you this so that you will be more diligent in taking advantage of the graces which I grant you." November 27, 1936. Today I was in heaven, in spirit, and I saw its conceivable beauties and happiness that awaits us after death. I saw how all creatures give ceaseless praise and glory to God. I saw how great is happiness in God, which spreads to all creatures, making them happy. And then all the glory and praise which springs from this happiness returns to its source. And they enter into the depths of God, contemplating the inner life of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whom they will never comprehend or fathom. So you know God, but you know to how much you know. It's something deep, 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 never ending. This source of happiness is unchanging in its essence, but it is always new, gushing forth happiness for all creatures. Now I understand St. Paul, who says, "Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love Him." So God's preparing us. And God has given me to understand that there is but one thing that is infinite value in His eye, and that is love of God. Love, love, and once again, love. I think in 1966, the Pope Paul VI went to Manila, or 1970, I think 1970, the last Pope, Paul VI, before you were born? Not yet born. He was in Manila. I think that time it's more than a million people in Manila with the Pope. And he says these three words to Asians: love, love, love. The same message as today we read. And God has given me to understand that there is but one thing that is of infinite value in his eye, and that is love of God. Love. Love. And once again, love. And nothing can compare with a single act of pure love of God. Oh, with what his inconceivable favors God gives a soul that loves him sincerely. Oh, how happy is a soul who already here on earth enjoy his special favors. And of such are the little and humble souls. So you have the choice. God knows us that where we are, but you have to go ahead. Don't just stop and meditate. Go ahead. Open yourself. Lock the door of Christ. Go ahead. Otherwise, we stop. When you stop, means to go back. You'll never be stayed one point. Either you go up or down. That means Jesus says once, you cannot serve two masters. Either you serve God or mammon or money. You can have both. The sight of this great majesty of God, which I came to understand more profoundly, and which is worshipped by the heavenly spirits according to the degree of grace and the hierarchies into which they divided, did it cause my soul to be stricken with terror or fear? No, not at all. My soul was filled with peace and love, and the more I come to know the greatness of God, the more joyful I become that He is as He is, and I rejoice immensely in His greatness and am delighted that I am so little, because since I am little, He carries me in His arm and holds me close to His heart. When He lets Him take you, if you resist or you still choose something of yourself, not His will, He cannot do it. Oh my God, how I pity those people who do not believe in eternal life. I pray for them that a ray of mercy would envelop them too, that God would clasp them into His fatherly bosom. For sinners, the only way, His aim of life is just let all the sinners be converted. O love, O Queen, love knows fear. It passes through all the choirs of angels and stand on guard before His throne. It will fear no one. It reaches God and is immersed in Him as in its soul treasure. The cherubim who guards paradise with flaming sword has no power over it. O pure love of God, how great and unequaled you are. Oh, if souls only knew your power. When word says, if faith can move the trees, move the mountain into the sea, love can move God. Your love changed God, because He is love. You're melted enough, He is really melted by you. I'm very weak today. I cannot even make my meditation in the chapel, but must lie down. Oh my Jesus, I love you, and I want to worship you with my very weakness, submitting myself entirely to your holy will. I must be on my guard, especially today, because I'm becoming oversensitive to everything. Irritated because of sickness, no? Agitated easily. Things I will not pay any attention to when I'm healthy, when I'm healthy, bother me today. What if I'm before, not problem today. So at times, you don't tell yourself, years ago I'm not in this way, but you are grow older. Changing. When I was young, I don't feel the pain of my leg. But as age is approach, so I feel the pain. I understand why the old men walk so slowly, the women walk so slowly, because they're pain in their neck. We don't know. They walk. Why don't you faster and faster? Oh my Jesus, my shield and my strength, Grant me your grace that I'm emerged victorious from these combats. Oh my Jesus, transform me into yourself by the power of your love, that I may be a worthy tool in proclaiming your mercy. She can do much. She's a nylon bed, so weak, so irritated, but she still want to be one with Jesus, to profess the kind of Jesus, the mercy of God. I thank God for this, Ulysses, thank God, and these physical discomforts, because I have time to converse with the Lord Jesus. So if you sometime you might be ill and lie on your bed, say thank you, Jesus, not because you don't have to work, because you have time to talk to Jesus. Not because, I can make excuse not to work in kitchen and no more caring the mama going out and I'm more sick is better. No, don't think this way. But really sick, vomit, thank you, Jesus. No, that's more important. Not your choice. It's my delight to spend long hours at the feet of the hidden God. And the hours pass like minutes as I lose track of time. I feel that a fire is burning within me and understand no other fire but that of sacrifice which flows from pure love. If you don't have love, you don't have this feeling. Pure love. That means only love for Jesus, only for Jesus and for nobody else. November 29th, 1936, the Mother of God has taught me how to prepare the feast of Christmas. I saw her today without the infant Jesus. She said to me, "My daughter, strive after silence and humility so that Jesus who dwells in your heart continuously may be able to rest." So you're talking too much. Jesus can rest. You take the baby. When the baby is sleeping, don't talk. And he's awakened. Of course, you can talk, but he's sleeping. Keep silent. That means when you pray before the Blessed Sacrament, if you confront the baby Jesus, let him rest in your bosom and stay there. Just stay. Don't talk too much. Stay with. Adore him in your heart. Not with your mouth. Do not go out from your inmost being. Stay with. The mother said, the Mother Mary says, "My daughter, I shall obtain for you the grace of an interior life which will be such that without ever living that interior life, you will be able to carry out all your external duties with even greater care." That's with this pure of heart. You can carry out more things. Pure love. Love of Jesus. Only for Jesus. Serve this person for the love of Jesus. This for love of Jesus. Purity. Purity. Not just because of physical impurity. Spiritual purity. We are not Puritan. Eh? Purity in the heart. Only for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Everything. Hardship, joyful, thank the Lord. Always joyful with him. Dwell with him continuously in your own heart. He will be your strength. Communicate with creatures only in so far as it is necessary and is required by your duties. So all those gossips, it's not worthy. If you ask how you love more, okay. But you just gossip up at the back of others, not at all okay, eh? Isn't it? You are not pure already. He will be your strength. Communicate with creatures only insofar as necessary and is required by your duties. You are a dwelling place pleasing to the living God. In you, he dwells continuously with love and delight. And the living presence of God which you experience in a more vivid and distinct way, will confirm you, my daughter, in the things I have told you. Try to act in this way until Christmas Day, and then he himself will make known to you in what way you will be communing and uniting yourself with him. So nice, eh? You don't have to become a religious sister to become holy. You are holy as far as you say yes to the will of God. I'll be joyful, pure. It's beautiful. The simple words keep you the whole week in purity of mind, action. November 30th, 1936, during Vespers, today, in an unusual pain pierced my soul. I see that, in every respect, this world is beyond my strength. I'm a little child before the immensity of the task, and it is only at the Lord's clear command that I'm setting about to carry it out. On the other hand, even these great graces are a burden for me, and I'm barely able to carry them. I see my superiors disbelief and doubts of all kinds, and for this reason, their apprehensive behavior towards me. My Jesus, I see that even such a great graces can be a source of suffering. She wanted so much for Jesus, for the divine mercy of Jesus, and she can feel the superiors, the only one, eh? There are lots of superiors, house superior, general superior, provincials, general superior. They just big question mark. It's never happened. Just paint a picture of the world of Jesus and two lights. Never happened. St. Margaret of Delacroix. Just the fire, the heat of the heart is with heat. No painting, no, just, but she wants a painting. Paint her in this way. They thought all her fantasy. You can see, when people doesn't trust you, you feel the pain. They say, oh, yes, but the heart, when you tell your boss, I do this and then yes, but they doubt. Are you sure? Did you do that? You? And you don't trust them either. They say, yeah, good. I don't think so. Human. First of all, you yourself, be pure, no? And yet, it is so. Not only may be a cause of suffering, but they must be such as a sign of God's action. I understand well that if God himself did not strengthen the soul in these various ordeals, the soul would not be able to master the situation. Thus, God himself is its shield. As continued Vespers, meditating on this mixture of suffering and grace, I heard the voice of Our Lady. No, daughter, my daughter, though I was raised to the dignity of Mother of God, seven sorts of pain pierce my heart. Don't do anything to defend yourself. Bear everything with humility. God himself will defend you. Yes. Shut up. Don't tell. No. Jesus, Mary had seven sorts, peace her heart, and you just a little pin and they say, don't shout. They may say that you are stupid. They shout at you and you shout back. You are stupid. Yeah, it's for the world, it's so good, eh? This Mother Mary tell her, my daughter, that although I was raised to the dignity of Mother of God, seven sorts of pain, peace,
by heart.
Don't do anything to defend yourself. Bear everything with humility. God Himself will defend you. Jot it down. December 1st, 1936, one day retreat. Today, during the morning meditation, the Lord gave me to see and understand clearly that His demands are unchangeable. I see clearly that no one can release me from the duty of doing the known will of God. A great lack of health and physical strength is not a sufficient reason and does not release me from this work that the Lord Himself is carrying out through me. I am to be just a tool in His hands. And so, O Lord, here I am to carry out Your will. Command me according to Your eternal plans and desires. Only give me the grace that I may always be faithful to You. She just has the grace, not the health. Even she is so weak, she is ready. Importance of the grace. As I was conversing with the hidden God, He gave me to see and understand that I should not be reflecting so much and building up fear of the difficulties which I might encounter. Word of Jesus. Know that I am with you. I bring about the difficulties and I overcome them. You see, Jesus bring about the difficulties and He will overcome them. Whatever, for better, for worse, all come from Jesus. At least His will that you suffer in this way. That she doesn't trust you, Jesus knows. Keep silent, humility. In one instance, I can change the whole style disposition to one which is favorable to this cause. So Jesus says, don't worry, now maybe many people are against the idea. Just one point, they will change. We are impatient. We want at once, instant. But Jesus is so patient, my goodness, so patient. First of all, Jesus is patient with us also. You told yourself so many times, I'm be humble, and then humble. You know, Jesus knows that you are not humble enough. But Jesus is always the one who prepared the way. The Lord explained many things to me in today's dialogue, although I'm not putting everything in writing. So this is part of it, not all things. Always, in all circumstances, yield the first place to others. Yield the first place to others. Especially during recreation, listen quietly without interrupting. Even if someone tells me the same thing 10 times, boring, eh? Listen, I will never ask questions about something that interests me very much. For curiosity. Don't ask things for curiosity. How can we do? How much he pay you? Did he pay you? Are you, can you do that? For curiosity, stop, you see. That's right. You have the answer. Resolution, still the same. Namely, to unite myself with the merciful Christ. So, for us, unite with the merciful Christ. And start again. Start again. Every day is a new day. Can't help. Not only for you, for me also. I told myself more than 70 years. I have to be this. You know, the first day after I entered the seminary, we were told to be a saint. Sanctification. You know, I heard these words and annoying. Not annoying, but it's very difficult. And if, as a kid, you know, youngsters, we have no idea what is sanctity. So thank you, Faustina, that she gave us so much light today. Huh? Do you hear? You got something? Purity, humility. Don't fight back. Don't fight back.